On today's episode of Leadership and Power, we're going to look at the interaction and influence among leadership tactics. So, getting into it, we're going to start by comparing power and how it relates to leadership. Inherent in the definition of leadership is power. A leader cannot lead without the influence or the power to do so. Ojo Reed Coretta, 2016. The key is balancing the two by leading from a position of power while maintaining a positive rapport with the staff one leads, refraining from demeaning and abusive practices, and holding those accountable that do will make all the difference in terms of employee satisfaction. In the text, it said power abuse, and corruption are almost synonymous. Abuse involves taking advantage of one's power for personal gain, whether that personal gain be a bonus that a manager or a supervisor may want, or some type of upper level acknowledgement or recognition. They will abuse those that they lead for the benefit of themselves, which is bad. That's not good for the company or for the individuals involved. It also says that destructive or toxic leadership violates the interests of the organization and the well-being of followers. Einarsson, Aslan, and Scottstad, 2007, Nahavandi, 2015. So in analyzing the five sources of power, we have legitimate power, which falls under the category of compliance. Legitimacy is authority-based power from a higher level position or title. For instance, if the vice president of operations enters the room, he or she automatically receives recognition from their subordinates based on their position. Now, how they lead and what they do from there, that's another subject, but that is legitimate power. And then we have reward power, which falls under the category of compliance. Those who operate from reward, they entice their employees by on the premise that they're going to receive some type of reward or award in exchange for their compliance. That doesn't necessarily mean loyalty, but they do get some sort of compliance. Then there is coercion, coercive power, which falls under resistance, the use of fear and punishment to mobilize subordinates. It's a terrible way to lead. Then we have referent power, and that falls under the category of commitment, and it refers to likability, one of the greatest forms of positive influence. Your power is used to empower others as opposed to motivating by fear. So to summarize the relationship between influence and power, leaders' reliance on power or titles alone to motivate and mobilize their staff is an outdated style of leadership. Positive influence on the workforce can be the infrastructure that propels an organization's success. Making employees feel valued by developing interpersonal relationships while strengthening the company is an overall good for everyone involved. Now, determining how relationships between leaders and staff affect influence and power could have a lot of interpretations, but according to Ojo Reed and Coretta, 2016, inherent in the definition of leadership is power. A leader cannot lead without the influence or power to do so. And I agree with that. Power can have both positive and negative implications. Therefore, understanding the applications of power is essential to understanding leadership. One aspect of appropriately using power is selecting a source of positive power and perfecting that. And the positive power that I will go back to is that referent power, that power of likability. You influence people from a place of respect and dignity. And you let them know that they are valued, whatever their level of expertise is, whatever you as a leader want to impart in them, they feel valued and they want to work harder. They want to do more. They want to learn. Just like a child with their parents, they look for affirmations. And so when we do that as leaders, we empower them for the good of the company. It isn't just for the benefit of the company, but that's why they're hired to move the company forward, but also for the good of the people. You want people to have longevity and stability at your company. So you treat them well and you show them, treat them like adults, and you treat them like you want to be treated. And by all means, you'll be successful. Thank you very much. I'm Janara Pointer. In discussing the five sources of power, I neglected to include one, which was expert power. It refers to possessing a high level of expertise and gaining the respect of one's peers. That falls in between the categories of commitment and compliance. Thank you again.